You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives. Yeah, it's Sunday night, and it's Ashley Burgess here with Perspectives, and happy you tuned in again this Sunday. You know, tonight we're really going to take a look into stress. Yeah, I know, people call it a killer, and it really is. And I'm going to talk about how to deal with it properly and the tricks and tips for the holiday season, you know, because a lot of us have family that can sometimes push every one of our buttons. You know, consequently, we didn't make them as friends. You got family in an agreement, so you don't always get along with them, but I can help you really quickly deal with the situations that might arise this holiday season, just to make it a little easier. You know, tonight's show was really going to be based around the idea of commercials and advertising and how that has impacted generation upon generation with the whole idea of my dog, Buddy, the one I talk about a lot, the Bull Terrier and the whole concept like the Budweiser dog and what have you. But I decided, just like people fast forward through the commercials on their DVR, let's fast forward through that show for right now. So later on, actually, in the hour, we have Val Kilmer, and he will be talking to us about all kinds of cool things about his career and the changes and the things that he's embarking on, and that'll be on Off the Cuff later on this hour, as well as Dirty Laundry is joining us later on this hour to discuss some stuff at the Studio Roundtable and how they started their business, and we'll get into what their business is later on. But also joining us later on in the hour is Cynthia Smoot and her segment, Out and About with Cynthia. And we'll get to know everything that's going on in Dallas, where to be seen and where to see and what to do and what to eat. So that'll be really neat. But, you know, tonight I decided to give some airtime to dealing with stress and how to basically kind of deliver yourself from it and how to make it kind of work for you. And, you know, because we all get dressed daily, well, unless you're living in a, I don't know, a nudist colony perhaps, or maybe you just practice the nudist philosophy on a daily basis by yourself or with maybe a couple select few others. Other than that, if you are not a nudist, this is going to become pretty much secondhand to you. It's the whole concept of it is because it's all about dress, D-R-E-S-S. So it's the concept of dress to de-stress. So when you get dressed every morning or whatever time you get dressed, you can think about these concepts, and you can actually help yourself de-stress on a daily basis. So let's cover that real quick, and I think it might help our listeners, especially during the holiday, because I've actually seen a lot of people under a lot of stress lately. They don't know how to cope with it, and quite honestly, most people don't cope correctly. So first of all, when we're de-stressing, you get dressed in the morning, you get dressed at night, whatever time it is. This is a good acronym. So first of all, D, de-stress. And you know, that's the whole idea about putting things into perspective. Yes, perspective. Once you're experiencing a life dilemma or a life situation, take a step back and honestly rate the issue on a scale of 1 to 10. You know, 10 being the worst possible thing that could happen in your whole life. You know, 1 not being so bad. But by taking a step back and really looking at the problem with a lot less intensity and categorizing, and a lot like we categorize, you know, hurricanes and stuff like that, you can actually put into perspective what you're dealing with. And I think that's really important because a lot of times some things can seem insurmountable that are really not that big of a deal at the time. So that's the first thing, is kind of putting things in perspective. You know, second is to recharge. So dress, DR. So the R, we're going to recharge with that. And it doesn't take hours. It can take a few minutes a day. And so basically 10 minutes a day to consciously recharge your batteries. And it's real easy. You have to unplug, though. You can't use the iPhone. You can't use the iPad. You can't be surfing the net. You can't be updating your Facebook page or what have you. Basically, what you want to do is basically sit or take a walk and really concentrate on your breathing in and out. And I talk about this in my book a lot as well. But you're really breathing in and out slowly and really thinking about your breath and really being observant and conscious about what you're doing, because breathing, you know, is so important. And when we get oxygen and our brain and everything starts working, it really helps. As well as a lot of times when we get stressed out because somebody does something like some bonehead action, you get angry and you don't even think about breathing. It's more like you're just stressed out. You're, you know, you're gritting your teeth. You're just unhappy. So when you sit down and actually think about breathing and really do it consciously, It can take your stress level down. E, exercise. You know, exercise is really important because it does keep off the holiday unwanted pounds. Sure, you can fit into smaller sizes, but really more important is that, you know, exercising really gives that thing called endorphins. And, you know, I'm not going to go into the whole concept or how there's opioid peptides and how the functions of the neurotransmitters and all that stuff because we really don't need to talk about all that tonight. But it's important because these endorphins make you feel happy. They make you feel safe. And also, a lot of times when I'm dealing with my clients and a lot of other people, they talk about how they can't sleep, they're under stress, what have you. But a lot of times it's because they have excess energy that they haven't really gotten rid of. You might use your brain all day. You might think about things all day. You could be, you know, a physicist coming up with the entire idea of another Big Bang theory. But the whole point is that unless you use that energy, the stored energy that we use for movement, you're not going to be able to sleep very well. Your mind's going to be racing all night. And again, more stress. Okay, S, significance. You know, it's really important that a lot of times when people are under stress, they feel like they're insecure. They feel like they're unwanted, unloved. But I think if you really think about how significant a person you are and you realize that you're really beautiful and smart and that people do look up to you and you are needed, you got to remember your abilities and skills and knowledge that no one else possesses. This is really important because we can all sit there and say, oh, wow, so-and-so is so great. And you can sit there and compare yourself to them all day long. But unfortunately, you don't know any of their negatives. You don't know any of their setbacks. All you see is the positives. So when you compare yourself to somebody else, it's sad because it's not really fair. So you really want to try to better yourself on a daily basis. That's what's so important, is trying to be better than you were yesterday, not better than someone else. It's the whole Jerry Springer concept, is that you see people like, Jerry, and you got these people out there, and a lot of it's a train wreck. And you try to compare yourself and you go, well, at least my life's not that bad. And you know what? That's kind of funny. But when you compare yourself to yourself and say, hey, I really want to better myself on a daily basis, but to understand the fact that I do this stuff better than anybody else. And there's you have something that you do better than anybody else in the world. So try to figure out what that is. And last but not least, in our entire anagram of dress is serenity. And, you know, I know from Seinfeld, you know, serenity now, and then crazy later. But let's really focus on what serenity means. And serenity, you need to focus on the fact that no matter what event, no matter what family gathering or school performance with your kids or whatever it is, or cocktail party, it's overrated. Perfection is completely overrated. You know, it's not going to happen. I mean, there's very few perfect times. And you know those perfect times? You never remember those. They aren't interesting. It's not something really that great. I mean, when you walk outside and the sun's perfect and it's 74 degrees and the wind is 7 miles out of the southeast and everything looks great and everybody's having a great time, you don't think about that. It's when you go to a football game and it's pouring down rain and you decide that you're going to stand out there and tailgate with everybody. And, you know, you're completely sopping wet. And, you know, hey, they probably lose the game too. But you think about those times, they're the most memorable times. And I think the reason for that is because it's out of the norm. So when you find serenity in things that are out of the norm, not perfect, that's when you've kind of figured out how to not stress in your life. And that's so important. And so I'm going to stress that to you, those concepts. But hey, I think it's really important, not just during the holiday season, but all the time. It's just to try to realize when you do get dressed, remember the de-stress concept, because it's going to help you, especially during the holiday season, especially if you got family members staying at your house for, you know, they might show up tomorrow and say that they're leaving after, you know, January or February. So a lot of times we have to deal with that. But anyway, later on, when we come back, we're going to talk to Val Kilmer on Off the Cuff. And then after that, we're going to be talking with Dirty Laundry and finding out what all that is about. And then also Out and About with Cynthia Smooth. So stay tuned, and we will be right back in a short break.
Have you ever wondered what a life coach is? You've heard the term, but what exactly is life coaching? Life coaching is a form of mentoring that takes the whole person into account. As a certified life coach, Ashley Burgess works to create a cohesive balance across the entire spectrum of her clients' lives. Ashley works with her clients to set and reach goals within all areas of their life. And by doing this, her clients experience success, happiness, and the life they've always dreamed of having. Finding success within all aspects of life is no easy task. It takes work and it takes practice. Live True Life Coaching is always at your own pace with proven results that last. Contact Live True Life Coaching at liveyourtruelife.org and fill out the form getting started. Live True Life Coaching. Start living your true life today. Start living your true life today at liveyourtruelife.org.